Idiom Practice 2. Paul. Hi, Mary. How are you? Hi, Paul. Oh, I've been feeling a bit under the weather lately. I may have to hit the sack early tonight. Huh. I know at least three other people at work who are sick, too. I guess you may as well jump on the bandwagon. Whatever it is that everyone is getting, I hope I can keep it at bay. I only get sick once in a blue moon, and that's often enough for me, thank you. How's your work going? Do you have any hot potato issues you have to deal with? Don't I always? We had some budget irregularities at the office last month. I thought they might let sleeping dogs lie, but management decided to investigate further into it. Uh-oh. Don't tell me. Curiosity killed the cat, I bet. You hit the nail on the head, Mary. The situation quickly got ugly. It turned out that the company vice president himself was embezzling money from some of our customer accounts. To add insult to injury, he was even embezzling money from the company president's personal account. Wow, what moxie that guy has. He must be off his rocker to do such a brazen thing. I agree. It just goes to show that you can't judge a book by its cover. He seemed like a real nice guy, but it turns out he's just another corporate crook out to enrich himself at other people's expense. I wouldn't be caught dead stealing other people's money. Those kinds of people don't have a spark of decency in their body. He definitely wasn't playing with a full deck when he decided to steal from the company president. What was he thinking? How did they find out about it? Well, the guy had an accomplice, a low-level clerk in the accounting department. Once the investigation got started and the security department people started questioning everyone, the clerk got nervous. He was caught between a rock and a hard place. If he remained silent and got discovered later, it would be really bad for him. If he spoke up early, then maybe he could get a lenient sentence for cooperating. Either way, he's looking at prison time. Ultimately, he decided to let the cat out of the bag. He called the security department and confessed. Once they started tightening the thumbscrews, he sang like a bird. Too bad he couldn't have pulled the wool over their eyes for a little bit longer. If he had, then he could have gotten enough money to skip the country and flee to Mexico. As it is, he missed the boat. He waited too long and got caught. It's a good thing that whoever noticed the financial discrepancy was on the ball. That's the truth. I didn't like him anyway. I'll be glad to see the back of that guy when he goes to jail. Hey, how's your wife doing these days? I haven't seen her for ages. Well, speak of the devil. Here she comes right now.